Nation in the world. This is the worst nation in the world to murder. The one that was the lynch mob leader was always the preacher. The ones that blew up those little children in the Baptist church, the black children, they were four Baptist black white deacons and a preacher. That man that just that killed Medgar Evers, now they got him again. He's out on a bail. They got him with dynamite in his car. He's a Baptist preacher. You know what his name is. I can't think of his name right now. What's his name? Beckwith. And every time you found the mob, the one to give the prayer, be the preacher. In Nevada, the last lynching they had of a black person, 42, the one that prayed after they hung that poor innocent person was a preacher. Now, what do you mean to tell me we need religion? You need religion. Say, well, now we've got to believe in God. I don't believe in nothing because I got to. I believe in something if it makes sense. So I get very disturbed with you when you give me this line of malarkey that you got to believe. This woman doesn't have to believe in me. She believes in me because I called a man out and held my hand on my forehead and gave them my thoughts and healed her of deafness. The infection that was in her ear couldn't get it cured. I gave her every thought. All the things that I told him without me opening my mouth was right. Isn't that true?
Told me I was from Denver, Colorado. And I was. Name.
Yes, told her things about her life, but I didn't say a word. I said it through him, Mike, a young lawyer. Wants to be a lawyer to champion the rights of the poor. Got several young lawyers studying here. Several young doctors while we're here. Two of them in Mexico studying so we can set up free social medicine for all the people. So you'll have your free doctors. Tomorrow in Los Angeles, I got a doctor coming. All of our people are going to get the shots. 100 and some of them are going to get their shots. Immunizations. If they don't have the money, they'll get them anyway. The doctor's going to be there with his nurses. Yeah, yeah. Jenny Brown didn't have to believe in me. When her arm was broke, she had a cast on, and I took it off, didn't I? Got it healed the same day, didn't I? She believed in me and loved me too, she says. Well, I'm going over in your row now. You better wake up over there and shift. Stick with me now. You believe in somebody because they got something to do for you. What have I done for you? I've got my lawyers. One that was healed of cancer, Jewish, goes in and gets you out of jail. And as many times I've gone to the court myself and got you out, I've gone right in. There's my sweater. Look at that. That's where I keep clothes.
Oh, it's
yours. Absolutely. But look at that. That's the way I save things for you. That sweater is just as good as it was the day I bought it. I didn't buy it, but the day it was given to me. And it was $40. And I keep things like that because I want to save for you. I've got a lampstand made of an orange crate because I don't want to waste anything. I want to be sure to have. Why does this woman believe in me? Because she was in a fire. And she was locked in with grails that close together. Prison, inferno, fire. But somehow I appeared and talked to her and made a way through the grill. I led her through.
You see how wide she is?
She came through that. I tell you, on all is sacred, she'll swear on her life. This is how much space she had to come through.
Can you do that?
Steel bars.
Steel bars. You get anybody through that much?
No. Not unless you're something extraordinary. Brought it through the fire. The building had caved in. But I said, don't go that way. The beam fell down. Everything should have died. Brought it through the fire. So why do you believe in me? What'd you say? My what?
My God. My
Savior. He don't know the cue, you know. He wasn't here yesterday. Got to stay with me to know what to say. God's out today. Or you say whatever you know, want to say. I know you. I love grace. You're still with me up there? Good. All that balcony, I don't want to neglect you. You've been staying awake real nice, so I haven't had to come up there. This is important to get this. Important to get it. The Jews all died in Germany. Dr. Chop here that showed us Z. Professor Chop. He lost all of his relatives. Brothers, sisters. Sometimes I shift around. Shift around. Anytime you want to, shift. Shift their bus, huh? That's good. Shift around. All right now. I want this to be it. I want to make it clear. Crystal clear. To use a lion president's words. I want it to get crystal clear in your mind. Trop lost all of his relatives in Germany. They were Jews. He lost them. He stands back there. Professor Trop lost them. They believed they were the chosen people because the Bible said they were. It didn't save them, though. They all died. Gassed to death, buried alive, shot in the churches. Most evangelical churches let little children be shot right at the altar. Christian churches, most of the Christian churches of Germany would let Jews come in and be killed. They killed them, interrogated, Gestapo, tortured in the Christian churches. I'm going to tell you, if the Jews didn't get saved, and they were the chosen people, you know what's going to happen to us poor white and black and brown niggers if we don't help ourselves. Nobody going to save us. Your old grandmothers, they didn't believe as many lies as we do. They'd say, God help those that help themselves. That was just a nice way of saying, if you get any help, you're going to have to help yourself. Because you're not going to get any help unless you help yourself. So I can do all I need. Okay, that's fine. I think you'll find out you can't, though. The little lady here, the Baptist lady that was thrown out of her church over here when she was accused of taking some aspirin because she couldn't afford them. She asked the clerk to give her some credit. She took the aspirin on credit. The manager saw it, and the clerk was afraid, and so he prosecuted her. Going to send her to jail for 70 years. We all said we'll picket around that store, and that's the only reason she got free. I could give you case after case after case. She went to her preacher. She'd paid tithes to a Baptist church over here on just across the way. She paid her tithes for years, but when she got in trouble, the preacher said, I'm sorry, go over there and get the Jones. She said, well, you said Jones was an antichrist. I said, I didn't know he is, but he helps the poor. Yeah, he's an antichrist, but he helps the poor. They don't believe anything they preach. They don't believe Jesus is coming soon, or they wouldn't have alligator shoes and diamond rings. They don't believe he's coming soon. They wouldn't have all those anniversaries. They don't believe he's coming soon. They don't believe one thing they preach. It's just sucker bait. That's the way they can get money, because they don't want to work. Laziest bunch of critters ever walked. Except a few good ones here. Little ones here that go from house to house doing good. Something like that. Oh, these big churches, they're liars. They don't want to do it. Lazy, lazy. Now tonight some of you are going to get mad at me and you'll never come back. Oh yes, I know that. And it breaks my heart because you need me. But remember, if I would just heal, as you'll see me do in every meeting, at least I have for all these years, if I just do that, you couldn't hold the crowd in here. You couldn't hold the crowd. If I just wouldn't tell people the truth, if I wouldn't tell them the truth about the Bible, I wouldn't tell them the truth about the lies that are in the King James, and I wouldn't tell them the truth about to know no God but the God within. That's what I am. The only thing you're supposed to know is Christ in you. Your only hope of glory is a Christ or a revolution in you. That's the only hope you're going to get. There's no hope in the sky. So I believe in God. I know He made me. I know my old man made me too. But he was a first-class son of a bitch. Because he was an Indian and denied it. And tried to persecute. You know some of those tomahawks. You know tomahawks. He persecuted the very people that he was a part of. Joined the Ku Klux Klan. He made me, but that didn't make him nice. So you oughtn't talk about your daddy that way. I've been talking that way about him for years, and nothing happened to me yet. So, well, how do you know it was your daddy? I don't know. My mother said he was. No, my mother got a strange story. She got a strange story. So if you need a little myth, I can give you a myth that she says for real. And I never know my mother to lie to me. She said that she made up her mind that she was going to have me. And knew the date that I was going to come. And I was going to be a leader of the poor, a savior among men. And she described it to many. I can give you the names of people in Lynn, Indiana that she described, including Myrtle Kennedy and Inez and Inez Miller and Janice Snyder, Hole, and all the relatives. Said, I'm going to have a black-eyed, black-haired young boy that's going to be a leader before he grows up. Said, I want him to be one that'll lead the poor and give people what they never been able to have before. And she's blue-eyed, and my daddy is blue-eyed, or he was. He's gone now. And if you know anything about it, and my mother says, and I believe she told the truth, said, I never knew any man other than your dad. But if you know science, two blue-eyed parents can't have a black-eyed child. This school principal here, this school principal teacher can tell you right here, that's not possible. Dr. Kleinites can tell you that two blue-eyed parents can't have a brown-eyed child. My, sure ain't blue, baby. All right, but I'm not caring about that. That isn't important. I wouldn't care if I dropped out of a donkey's ass. It's what I've got to say that counts. That's what's important. You glad? When you were in Gulfport, Mississippi, laying there in that horrible place, I know they've been having a lot of visitations there since they're dead. But before she died, she said, oh, don't send me home now. I want to finish this trip. Don't let me go to the other planet now, because I come from another planet. I'm just another law of evolution. You're going to go up there too if you'll stick with me, but you got to straighten this one up first. She said, stick with me. I don't want to go. She said, don't go. And then she died. I held on to her in that hot, blistering 100 temperature. And I said, arise. And she arose. And she came with us all the way through that trip, never had any more trouble. And she's way up in her 80s. She didn't call on no Lord. She said, Jim. She didn't call Lord. Lord means the owner of slaves. She didn't call God. She didn't call Jesus. Don't call me coming in anybody else's name. She said, Jim, help me. Jim did. I've got to get this, and then it's got to be in your mind. You've got to be sure it is. So stay awake. Stay awake. You can believe in nothing but something on earth, the Christ in you, or the revolution in you. And if you got it in you working, you don't need me, fine. But this woman didn't have it in her enough. She had one leg shorter than the other, wasn't it? And she was dead one time. She had a growth one time. And they couldn't do anything for her. Court couldn't even settle her case. Injury, they wouldn't do anything for her, but I healed her of it. Her legs now perfectly normal, aren't they? Perfectly normal. One was shorter than the other, though. You remember the day I stood her up and said, it's all right now? We'll take a run back there and throw a shoulder. You're walking fine. Good. That's good enough. That's good enough. That's good enough. You got high heels. That's real good for her. She had trouble with her heart. Oh, it's wonderful. And then the short leg, shorter than the other, and heels. Ah. Ah. You believe in me because I help you. If I don't help you, don't believe in me. But you'll need a group when you see you get into court troubles. When I had those two brothers, Brother Jackson and Brother Brown over here, the youth director of the Human Rights Commission, they were in jail under false charges by these racist police in the South. It took a group. It took me as a strong leader, a fearless fighter, to get them out. Even my lawyer is quite capable, the assistant DA that's in our church, and the lawyer that's been healed of cancer of the stomach. All the lawyers in the church says there's nothing you can do to get those charges dropped. I said, I will. And I did. And they locked me up trying to get it. First time I went to jail, I went to jail for them. And I said, I will have my people free. You'll have to let my people go. And they let them go and dropped every charge on them, every charge they dropped. Peace. Now you'll need a group. You've got to stick with the group. So I believe in you because God sent you. Now, that's fine. God in me or whatever you want to, that's all right if you want to believe that. But the first thing, I couldn't believe anything about that if I were you. If you do any thinking, really thinking, how are you feeling? Good, 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 good. Well, I got him awake on this side now. Step back for another minute. I want to see about this guy, this God thing. Now we've got to get it laid to rest. This is it. Lay it to rest. So in the beginning was God. Maybe so. Guess there is a beginning. In the beginning was God, you said. In the beginning was God. Now what most people say? But the Bible says, in the beginning was God. The Bible tells you in the beginning, God was out there in space and he was lonely. That's what the preacher said. It doesn't say he was lonely, but said he wanted somebody to worship him. Isn't that what it said? Right there, that'd be enough for me. He said, want somebody to worship him. I don't want none of you to worship me. In fact, I'm tired of you having to come to meetings. I wish you could just, we could get the little fellowship center. We could get on with building programs and get our land, work in our gardens, get our food, get our plane, send some of you now, get some land abroad to be ready to get out of here when the mess comes. Because this is pointless going on like this. It's pointless. Every night I hold a meeting, I'm going to continue to have 25, 30 more. And a particular good young man like that, his companion. And every time, I'm always going to have to go through this. Because you, not to him, he had enough sense before he got in here. But some of these new people didn't know anything. They didn't know it. So every time we have a meeting, I'm going to have to tell it all. Because you can't start in here without knowing me. What I stand for, it's too strange. Some of you here the first night, if I didn't explain some of this, you'd be finished. You couldn't take it. And right now, some of you can't take it too well. But you see, you look at a man like this before you get too tired. Here's a man who came to me, they brought him his wife and his child. He was to die. God said, you've got to help him. No way else can help him. Couldn't walk. He didn't know his own mind. Brain damage. Didn't know, but now look at him. He can tell you now. He can tell you anything you want to know now, can't you? Yeah. What do you think about the churches in general?
They're all lies, just like you said.
Yes. This man, oh, I love him. This man was crippled and his mind was gone. I looked out that night and I said, your wife and your daughter, I think, had the faith. I said, I'll not destroy that faith. You've got that faith. I said, tonight you're going to get it. That was how many? 2 years ago? 3 years ago? 2 years ago. Two. So don't throw me aside unless you think you can heal yourself. Have you been able to make your leg grow strong, taller or longer than the other one? Uh-uh. You been able to get a cancer cut out of you? You been able to fix that tarred heart up? I can do it. Yeah, I can do it. Yeah, I can do it. I'm the one who can lift you up. So you just use me just like you use a lawyer. Say, can you get that power? Well, that'll take a while. I wouldn't get too cocky. It took me an awful long while to learn this. Hey! I want you to think now. I want you to think. Just because in the beginning there was God, you said. God was lonely. He wanted somebody to worship him. And right then I'd check out. I wouldn't do it. I worship nobody. Worship nobody. Don't want you to worship me. Fresno, come on there. Wakest thou from thy sleep. I want you to get it tonight. It's important. There's not many days left. It's shaping up to Armageddon. Shaping up bad. More happened today, they said, it's ever happened in any day in our nation to lead us to dictatorship. That's what CBS said. Firing leaders all over this land. The generals ordered it. We're in trouble. And if you don't get rid of that sky god, if you don't get rid of religion, you'll still be asleep, because some of you will sit back here and say, just like the man out the door who wanted to come in here and get healed, but he said, Jesus will take us out of this crisis. That's the reason they give you religion. It's an opiate. It puts you to sleep, like some of you have been asleep. Bless your heart, you've never had the right kind of diet. You never had the right kind of diet. You've never been able to get rest. You've worked too hard. You've been slaves. Then they give you that Jesus crap. They'll tell you, it'll be all right. Jesus is going to take you out of it. If we don't wake up, we're not going to get out of it. We're going to be sitting here having these dumbass meetings and get caught with our pants hanging down. I'm telling you. That's why I'm walking tonight trying to get you a... Spill a little of it down in front. That won't hurt. Better not believe in anything but something within. And I'm showing you how to trust in something within. You just pour a little water on it. Can you do that? You want to stain it? Say, I believe in God. God's going to come. He never left. Yeah, well, the kind of God you believe in hasn't, but the kind of God these folk believe in has. He's never been here. I want you to look at that story. God was lonely. He wanted somebody to worship him. He made some angels. They worshiped him, but that wasn't enough. He had to make a beautiful one. And so they were running around worshiping him. And that one beautiful one, he got tired of that. He said, hell with this. That's when somebody asked the devil on the road one day, said, why did you ever leave heaven, that royal estate? You were the most beautiful angel. He said, oh, well, anybody know that question? He said, oh, there's no problem about that. He said, you get up. I'm going to get up here on this chair. And he said, you just run around there. Come on, run around there. Run around and say, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hosanna, Hosanna. Hail the King. Hail the King. He said, I got tired doing that. He said, I got tired doing that. He said, now I understand. And you would too. That's what they said they were going to do. That song you sing, I won't sing it in here, because the man that wrote the song held slaves. He sold slaves. He traded slaves. He traded in dope. The man that wrote Amazing Grace. And I've been there 10,000 years. I'll have no less days to sing God's praise than when I first begun. Honey, you wouldn't stand it 10 minutes. You can't hardly sit here tonight for 40. They're going to stand there 10,000 days, 10,000 years. That's the song he's singing. When we've been there 10,000 years, we'll have no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun. Hell, no, you wouldn't want to do that. Huh? You'll be what?
I've been there 10,000 years drinking other wine.
Yeah, 10,000 years drinking other wine. All right, now, what would you want to do with a God like this? And that's all religions tell you. He was lonely, made some angels in, and got tired of the ones that weren't beautiful enough, so he made him a more beautiful one. And that one was too smart. God was not smart as the one he made. He outsmarted God. He led a third of the angels off. Went off with him. Then God thought, well, I'm in a mess here. I can't even keep my angels straight, so he said, I'll make a man. He goes and gets him some mud and spits on it and little clay and throws it down, breathes on it, and calls it Adam. It was a damn mess, all right. So it's a Adam. So he breathes on that. And Adam, he says, well, he don't look quite like he's going to have enough. He'll be lonely, too. He don't want Adam to be lonely, so he plucks out a rib of Adam, and he spits on that. And that's why you women are treated like hell all the time, because all you count for is one rib. That's why you're treated bad. That's why you still work. You work half. You get half the pay that a man does today. Black people get nearly half the pay, but women generally still get half the pay than what a black does. They can work harder and have more knowledge, but they get it because it says women are to be subjected to their husband. You say, I believe the Bible. No, you don't, because it says women keep silent in all the churches. Suffer not a woman to teach. Ask your husband. You don't believe none of that. You women here have been upset with me tonight. You know very well you don't believe it because you couldn't keep silent, because you shouldn't keep silent. But the Bible tells you to keep silent, never to speak. Suffer not a woman to teach. Be subjected to her husband. Said, be subject to your husband. If he's a reprobate, be subject to him. Well, anyway, Eve gets her. She gets out. She does what anyone would do. She said, go, I'm hungry. The old boy said, I'm hungry. So she goes out and gets something to eat. But God says, don't you go out and get any of the apples off of that tree over there? Because that's the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Don't you get that? Because if you do, you'll die. Because then he would know just exactly what God knew. Know exactly what God knew. Henderson, can you afford to leave? No, you cannot. Peace, you cannot afford to leave. That's what I'll tell you. You will regret it before the third day of November. Peace. I'm speaking straight tonight. All right, I'm telling you again. You're going to hear this while you can. But she didn't go. Adam didn't know the difference between right and wrong, neither did Eve. They didn't have the knowledge of good and evil. It's like punishing a child for eating something. A child eat anything. A child eat poison, they don't know any better. They've not learned yet. Neither did Adam and Eve. According to the Bible, they had to eat of the tree. They hadn't yet eaten the tree, but they did then. They ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Then their eyes got open, but they couldn't be blamed until they ate, because they didn't know right from wrong. But God said they'd die the day they did. The devil said he'd now turned in from the most beautiful angel to a snake. He crawled up there and he said, honey, you're not going to die. You eat that tree and you'll be just like God, and that's why he don't want you to get your eyes open. And who told the truth? Snake told the truth, because they were just exactly like God. They knew everything, and they didn't die. And it's just take, I'm giving you one page, and that's all I try to do because I'm getting tired of it. I could go down the whole thing from one page to another, but it's sickening. Then Adam and Eve had their babies. Instead of dying, they had babies, Cain and Abel. And Cain slew Abel with the jawbone of an ass, or hit him in the ass with the jawbone, something. He did something with it. And after that, Cain had killed Abel. There's only one. Adam was the first man, right? God said, let us make man, Adam, then make woman from her rib. Only two. And those two got together, and they had two. Cain and Abel. And it was a bad scene from the beginning, because Cain killed Abel. Then after Cain killed Abel, he just walked over to another place called Nob and gets him a wife. Now, where in the damned hell did she come from? Where did she come from? I want to know where she come from. If Adam's the first man and Eve's the first woman and they had two children, where did he get his wife? Makes no sense. None of it makes any sense. So there's God up there. He loves us. Now, if in this room tonight you were hungry and had no place to go home, no place to lay your head, and I said I loved you, you'd say I was a damn liar. Calling me your father, because I am a father, whether you want me to be or not, I am. But I give you homes, children's homes, senior citizen homes, convalescent sanatoriums, dormitories, food, clothing, give my own church literally off my back this week, give them up. So others could have a little more. I felt not right to have it. Anything you want right now, I've got, I'll give it to you. Give it to you. I'll give you my life. That would help you. Unfortunately, you need me to live. All right. All right. In this world tonight, two out of three babies are going to bed hungry. In this world tonight, Indians still cannot go in certain places in Mendocino County. Blacks cannot go in certain places in California tonight. In this world today, people can't even have their own lands. Indians were just removed from their land in Arizona, taken off by force in California. Southern California, just 3 months ago, taken by force off their land. Just because they're Indian, just because they're black, just because they're poor white, they get the shaft all through their life. God, you said, made man. God was love, you said. God cared. God was all-powerful, didn't you say that? You say he's all wise. Didn't you say that? Isn't that what all the churches say? He was all knowing. He knew everything well. And he made a devil that was outfoxed him. A devil that was smarter than him. That don't make any sense. And the story doesn't make any sense. How do you believe it? How do you believe it? I don't know how you do it. And I wish you'd make me quit preaching this by quit using those words. I want to give you this example, and it never came home to me so crystal clear as I went out from our property. We have no buzzards hover over our temple because, I don't know, they don't come around our chicken yards even. They don't come around. Nothing dies around us. I've got an old goose that had young geese. This past year, he was 3 years old when I got him, that goose was, and I got him 8 years ago. That's 11-year-old goose. Anybody know a goose 11 years old? You don't find geese living 11 years, do you? He's still out there just proud. You go after any of his hens, he don't even have any arthritis. You go after any of his wives, he looks after them. Best watchdog I got on the backside of that property. When four came up to kill me, he hissed and raised Cain better than a dog. Beautiful. 11 years old, so the buzzards don't even come around me. But out there on the backside of our property over there, I watched the buzzard. He's looking for something because he can't find nothing in people's temple to die. So he's back over there hoping that maybe something would die finally. I went over there and I watched, and it was a beautiful thing came to me. And I looked at that, it was a pile where he'd been sitting. And it looked just like the world. It was his shit. And it looked just like the world. Like the astronauts would look at the world. From way out of space, it looked just like a pile. And I thought, that's the way it is with God. Sure, you say, well, we have to come from someplace. We didn't come from nothing. Maybe we come from a buzzard's ass. You get what I'm trying to say? The world, you see, here's a world filled with pain, hunger, sickness, death, where black, the most beautiful people, are treated badly. They can't even walk in a department store. Reverend Davis told me, it broke my heart how she said, beautiful woman, every time I go into the department store, I don't care, even in San Francisco, white women will always be preferred. Indians know all about it. They won't even hardly talk until I came of Mendocino. Some of them couldn't even get a voice to speak. Mm-hmm. Couldn't talk. They'd been beat down so badly. Just shortly before I came, they were up, kept up in their balcony of a theater. Couldn't come down on the main floor. God's got all power and he lets this go on. God's got all power and he lets people be born blind. God's got all power and he lets people be born crippled. God's got all power and people come in here, little children like vegetables. God's got all power, you say. Oh, so the devil did that. Who made the devil? God shouldn't have made any devil if he was so loving. If he was wise, he shouldn't have made any devil. I hope they get this tonight, Mabel. Well, I'm telling you, my ass is tired of this. Peace. Because you don't get rid of this, you won't get saved. Because the first thing you're going to do is getting closer to the dictatorship, closer and closer. General gave order to fire civilians today. Closer it gets. And some of you will sit back and say, but God will intervene. God will come. God will do something. God will get us out of the mess. Jesus will come. That's always what people have said. That's what the Jews said, and 7 million of them were murdered. That's it today. You can't get them together because they say, you got shoes. I got shoes. All of God's children got shoes. When we get to heaven, gonna put on the shoes. Gotta walk all over God's heaven. That's the way they keep us in control. We're not going to get any shoes until we stand up and take those shoes. Peace. Peace. Give me a Kleenex. Why don't we understand it? So we have to worship God because we're here. I don't worship that buzzard, yet I can go back with a fence post out about 3 or 4 acres from our property, and I can show you a pile that looks round like the world. It's buzzard shit. But I don't want to find the buzzard because I know what buzzards do. Buzzards eat on your flesh. Something had to put the buzzard shit there, naturally. And that's the way this world. From all evidence, it looks like a buzzard made it. Yes, it does. There's no goodness, there's no mercy, there's no love. Little things die before they hardly get born. I got a black woman that I healed of paralytic stroke. My God, last night I had her cast stand up, she's still healed. When people come along, I've not had anybody that I had a stroke that I haven't healed them under my ministry. Because they had it before they came. Even before they came, they got use of it. Sister Downs is walking now. When she couldn't, all she'd do when I first knew her was like this. Now she can walk. I've got Sister Moore over here. Where's Sister Moore? Sister Moore around here somewhere, isn't she? I thought I saw her. I go, Cora Moore, isn't she around someplace? I saw her. She was paralyzed. I healed her. She was paralyzed just like that, and I healed her. This woman was paralyzed. Black woman, beautiful black woman. I gave her home this past week. Got her home. She lost 2 babies, 3 and 5 years of age, because a white man, Sister Tally, yes. Lost two babies, and then she'd hoe in the white man's cotton fields 16 hours a day. The sun beat it on her. The hoe would hit her, and she'd abort every baby. She'd drop the babies in the field, and there would nobody give her any help. She nearly died, nearly bled to death. Nobody give her any help. Nobody give her any doctor, nobody in medicine. And I don't need to tell that story is common to you. How many of you know people that have lost their babies, lost them working in these cotton fields? How many in this room before you knew me lost some children? Come on. Lost your babies, lost your loved ones. How many lost your mom and daddy before their time? The average age of an Indian today, our Indians here can tell you, what's the average age of an Indian in America today? What is his average death rate? 46. White man can live till 70, but the Indian still lives to be 46. The average. You say, then this God up there loves everybody the same. Oh yeah? Why are some born blind? Why are some born crippled? Why are some black, some white? It would be all right. I like the variation of colors. But why is it some are treated better than others just because they have a more beautiful skin? Probably because they're envied. You that are Oriental even know it too. You, the Japanese and the Chinese, they all know about it. And the Filipinos, they're still second-class citizens. You watch it. They lock the Japanese up quick. They put them in the concentration camps. They believed in God too. They believed it wouldn't happen to them, but it happened to them. One of our people, I didn't know her, but a young man that's now, I saved him out of jail. He was a Japanese, and his mother owned 1,000 acres near Sacramento. They came and got him in 1942, took him out and put him on a boxcar, sent him out to Colorado. She had cancer. They wouldn't even give her an aspirin tablet. She died screaming, and they wouldn't even give her an aspirin tablet. Roosevelt sent her to the concentration camp, and she died without an aspirin tablet. Nothing to stop her pain. So they won't do it to you. Hell, they won't. They'll do it, and they'll do it to people that believe in God. Everybody that believes in something outside of themselves is in trouble. You've got to believe in only something in you. Believe it in me until it gets in you. Then we stick together because numbers in a group, you can get things done that you can't get done any other way. When we've marched up on a store, then they've stopped prosecuting people. When we walked up on people that were going to send people to jail, we showed all of our group in court. They'll come to our case and they'll say, are you with them? We've had them say right out in the court, are you with them? Say, you go free. That's why you need a group. Say, I'm not going to get no trouble. Hell, you won't. Hell, you won't. Your trouble just begun. America's in trouble, and we're the only people who've got the answer. We've got some land. We've got some way of getting out. We've got some resources to get out. We know where to go. All we need is more people getting off their lazy ass work and getting some money to get the land. There's 2 out of 3 babies in this world going to bed hungry. That's what President Nixon says. If God was a good father, 2 of his babies wouldn't be hungry. 9 million blacks dying in the sub-Sahara. What's happening? We're the only church in this town sending any money. We're the only church. So don't call me no sky god. Call me Savior. Call me Father, but don't you call me no creator sky god. I don't want to be called that from nobody. Because I didn't make you, but I save you. If I've been out there in the loneliness of space, that's why we got to stop people from coming. I'll have to continue to preach this long. And the rest of you getting tired of it, because a lot of you don't need it. But we're going to have to stop our meetings from coming. If we lessen our numbers, we've got trouble. But I think it'd be less trouble than what I'm going through now. We're going to have to stop these meetings, or I'm going to have to keep on talking. How many would like to see us stop public healing meetings? Put your hand up if you'd like to see us stop it. How many would like to see us stop them? Vote, children. You've got a right to conscience, and here you're free. I don't need any guards tonight. Please, all you guards, relax. Then nobody could kill me tonight if they tried. Peace. They're all protective of me because people poisoned me. General Hospital said it was enough to kill 10 horses. I drank it in the glass. They slipped it in the glass while someone had it down. Wasn't watching it. I got right up and walked away. They